Philip Zappa PNF, these are created as date is 06-04-2025, dictation is 4. Blen Grangu, Grangu spells G-R-A-N-G-U-E, Blang spells B-L-E-N-G, date of birth is 03-04-2011. This is a 14-year-old child accompanied by dad here with pain to his right great toe. So this has been going on for a few days. Stated that he was here on for ingrown nail. Said it was removed, but he said he feels like there's still some nail in his periungual soft tissue, period. Describe pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with touch and weight bearing, and certain shoes, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports a cough and sore throat. So that has been going on for approximately 4 days, but it's worse in the last two, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, patient coughs frequently. The next paragraph. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 127 over 81. Pulse 71. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. Throat erythematous and edematous. Uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates. Period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Again, is heard harsh murmurs. Patient has a significant cardiac history. Next paragraph. Great toe on the right. Periungual edema, erythema, purulent discharge. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Neurovascularly intact. Cap refill, less than 2 seconds. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza infection. Number 2, pharyngitis. Number 3, cough. Number 4, onychocryptosis. Number 5, right first digit pain. Next paragraph, procedure. Partial nail excision. The procedure was explained to dad and child. They both expressed understanding and gave me verbal consent to proceed, period. We talk about complications. They both indicate understanding on complications and set to proceed, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Correction. Next line. The foot was soaked in betadine and water for approximately 15 minutes. Next line, the foot was removed from betadine and water, pat dry with sterile chalk. Next line, toe was again bathed in betadine, then overwiped with alcohol swabbed. Next line, the digital block was performed using lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 5 cc's. Next line, patient was allowed to relax for approximately 10 minutes or so to allow medication to work. Reassessment patient for anesthesia achievement. Anesthesia was achieved, period. Next line, site was again wiped with betadine and water. Next line, with a forceps, the nail was grabbed and turned laterally, a large, approximately 2.1 × 0.6 nail was removed, partial nail removal. Next line, bleeding was minimal but controlled with direct pressure. Next line, site was then bathed in triple antibiotics, covered with 2x2 and secured with coband. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications. There was very, very minimal blood loss. Next paragraph, patient was educated on shoe wear, type of shoe to wear for comfort. Next line, next paragraph. In clinic today, we did the following: strep, COVID, and flu tests. Flu was positive, COVID was negative, strep was negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in clinic: dexamethasone 10 mg IM. Next line, Rocephin 500 mg IM. He was sent home with the following medication. Correction, tests were done, strep, flu, and COVID. Strep B was positive, flu and COVID were negative. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Tamiflu, 75 mg, 1 PO BID for 5 days, number 10. Next medication, Zithromax, 250 mg, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, prednisone, 10 mg, 1 PO daily for 10 days, number 10. Advice to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, to come back to the clinic if worse, to go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was advised to come back routinely on 10 days for reevaluation or earlier if worse. If given the opportunity to ask questions, that's a yes, none. Patient says yes, none. End of dictation.